teaching some place here and there.
That's what the intelligence is. We know it.
So your intelligence is sneaky. You have to learn about this sneakiness. Because here we are talking about the principle of that duality in you. First of all, we believe that duality is oversimplification, because we cannot say you have two parts. One part is the breath, the other part is the belly. Can we? No. To us, you are the breath. The rest are the necessary nonsenses. That's how we divide it. Our division is like this. We talk about the main body, something hanging on to it. We don't say you are 2%, remember. Because your animal part is worthless to us. The spirit is here, we want to talk about it. Therefore, when we talk about you, we don't talk about two people over there. One, we appreciate, the other one, we somehow try to handle. That's how it is. This is being said in the first paragraph. And in the second paragraph, he said, listen, this is space of quality which I'm talking about. You cannot understand them while sitting there. You are sitting in the state of quantity, logical part. You cannot understand this, because that logic will not understand this. The doors are closed with that logic. This is second paragraph. Now I'm going to what? I'm not going through stories. I'm going to the second discussed subject here. First one, the necessity of coming out. The second one is the necessity of surrendering and understanding that from blindness to seeing, there is no degrees. It's opening the eyes, right? This is the subject. This subject will be said like this. First paragraph, listen, there is no equality. Remember, what is that equality? What do you think about equality? What is equality?
I don't know.
What is equality?
Doesn't exist.
Nonsense doesn't exist. That's the point. Remember, we talked about it a lot. And it's a very important point. Why? How? Because when you are coming out, you want to be equal with other people that are here, no? You're seeking the equality. I'm sorry. We were talking about that other part of you which has no equality in you. That's quantity. Quality, yes. Two peanuts equal two peanuts. That's quantity, but in quality, is it? Let's say I'm carrying one peanut my grandpa gave me when I was a child. Then that peanut is not even eatable, but it's better than all the peanuts on the earth. This is where we are going. In the second paragraph, I will say, you will not understand it logically, because in the space of quantity and that simple logic, I cannot talk about it. Let me tell you about third paragraph. Let me tell you about the truth. All the meaning of ha, remember, reality. Justice. All of that. Look at all of them. There is no two. There is no duality over there. There is singularity. Something is just or it's not. You cannot say it's almost just. There is no almost just. Listen, that is something which is getting rid of yourself coming there. And guess what? You have to do it with your duality, really. Although down there you are in that duality could work together, you know how? Like a scissor. Scissor is a duality coming together and cutting a line. Let me tell you about that scissor. That scissor is two things that you should do. Both comes from your duality, but it works like a scissor. One is what? Let me tell you, your scissor. What is the scissor of your existence? That's good, right? It's so simple. If you were that six-year-old boy, and they would ask you, let me see, what is the scissor in your life? You would answer. It's simple. There are things, stuff that you do, there are the stuff that you don't. Right? This is your scissor. Therefore, we will say the thing you do and the thing you don't do. These two together will form you. One is riyazat, the other one is amal. One is to control yourself and don't do some stuff you're not supposed to do. And amal, action, there are stuff that you have to do. Did you see that the scissor of you? So you, inside you, you have the choice to do something or don't, right? With the things you do and the things you don't do, you escape, you will be transformed. That impossible, which I said, it's impossible for you there to understand this. This impossible will become possible because you could do something about it. And you made it look like a Caesar in hope that you will never forget. Because normally you forget about the Caesar. You see yourself as a sword, right? As a sharp knife. That's what you see yourself. But you're Caesar. Because normally you think about the things that you do. You don't think about the things that you should not do. Because you like to do whatever you please. Not doing, quitting, stopping yourself from something is not in your program. Have you ever seen an animal stopping itself from being angry? Impossible. They just react. Because this is in this biology. You will react to anger. You will react to danger. He said, no. You have two things. Because there are things that you could do. There are things you could avoid. With that, you could be polished. Then, next paragraph. He said, listen, with this duality and these two different actions, you will understand some oneness. Let me tell you that oneness. It's in B. All of you, you know what B is. Do you?
Kun.
Kun, yes. That's how God created this. He said to the universe, B, therefore it was. He said, okay, what is the B? Is B and E. What it means B. You see what I mean about duality and oneness? If you look at it, it spells B-E. But it could be somewhat like B. In meaning, there is none of this nonsense. So, what do you want to do? You want to play with the word and imagine and say, oh, B for itself is the first alphabet and the second, first letter, second letter, blah, 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 blah. Nonsense. In the meaning, there is no duality. And the meaning is the part that I'm talking about. But, to walk, remember, to walk, you need two legs. That doesn't mean duality. It works that way. Therefore, this duality will work towards the space of unity. One of of the most important thing in this path that we are going to talk about is to learn from the mistakes that the lost people did. Those are the things to avoid. So we'll tell you what are the mistakes in this path. Then you will learn that everything comes from the good part. Because for now, in duality, you divide everything into good and bad, right? You cannot put them all together in a box because you don't know how to call it. They are in one box, which is good. The bad is the moment of emptiness for that good to change. Because this is how this universe works. You remember we talked about it, and we are going to talk about it a lot in the future. Because here, one of the state which we are going to cross is the state of unity. And you know it is in book 4. Means the whole discussion we are going to have about the unity, because strongly this duality is built in here, and at the end of the day we do not believe in unity, because when you're going to bed you feel that you are in this scheme. And you believe in this duality. Therefore, you need a lot of talking to let you understand the unity. Unity, you will understand it when you feel it, when you touch it. Not logically you will understand it, because your logic is based on, like what? Your logic works like what? Like the first computers.
Yes, no,
this or that. Okay. This or that, zero or one. For you is zero or one. Remember, zero or one is not duality. It's a language for the computer. So that duality between zero and one cannot convince you that the computer has a problem with duality. That's the duality in the detail over there which is working, like two legs you have. This is the point that he will make strongly, and he say everything comes from that source of goodness. So everything should be offered to that source. Okay, how? So it's simple. It's honestly very simple. When we said, there is this creator, okay, or how? I said, how? Your question would be, excuse me, what do you mean? I said, what? What are those words? The only thing I know about how is what?
Beautiful.
It's beautiful. We know nothing else. Honestly, we know how is beautiful, okay? Okay, what should we do about it? That beauty. That's simple. What, you want to understand it? There is a beautiful stuff. What are you going to do about it? So put a mirror in front of it. That's how beauty will model. Where are you going to get that mirror? So it's in you, it's your heart. Polish your heart. Become a mirror means you admire the beauty, means you have done the best job, and at the end of the day, how do you look? When you are the mirror in front of beauty, you look beautiful! You are beautiful! That's the beauty. Period. This is the second part of this five-part division I made for the rest of the book. I wanted to avoid the seven, so I mixed some of them together. I don't care about that, but this is what we are going to listen. So, we'll hear it in what?